927 4CC. Morning to Matt Burnett. How are you?
Hey, good, mate. Yeah, going fantastic here in sunny Gladstone at the moment. So, yeah, good morning to everyone in Central Queensland.
Been a busy meeting in council yesterday, but let's start off with the Gladstone show. Mate, it's been postponed. It was meant to be on this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, well, so much is happening this weekend, so it's probably not a bad thing that's been deferred, because we've got EcoFest on Sunday with a FAM on Saturday, and there's Rally in the Valley as well. So they've actually deferred it. Don't think they could get all the attractions they're looking at. So I'm meeting with the Show Society this morning, and they've deferred that to July. I think the weekend of the 11th of July.
Yeah, 10th, and 11th, yeah. And it's going to be renamed the Gladstone Super Show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I know they'll have all the monster trucks and things like that as well. So, and that works out well. So there's not a lot of clashing with the local events here. And I know Mount Larson Show is still going ahead.
Mate, the council offering mobile food vendors an opportunity to provide products at the new community centre in Phillips Street.
The Phillips Street Community Precinct. Everyone would have noticed all the roadworks and all the work happening there. It's coming along very nicely. So the idea is just put an expression of interest out and see if there's mobile food vendors that would like to be able to pop in there and sort of provide services to the facility. So it should be good.
And the cinemas are moving.
The cinemas are. Well, they've got approval. They've got to go through a process, of course, for their own sake now. They've been wanting to move over to Yorella Sports Club for a while now, and obviously COVID hit in the middle of when they were just about to sort of make their final decisions and moving. So their plan was to move from where they are at the Night Owl Centre over to the Yorella Sports Club area, and they've been approved at council yesterday. So for 8 new cinemas, including 2 gold-class cinemas. So that's very good news for the investment over in Barney Point.
Yes.
But still a process for them to go through. There was a couple of objections to that. They could appeal the decision, and it could go through Planning Environment Court and those sorts of things, which my experience with cinemas over a long time in council is someone always opposes. I think they said 400 and something people, so... and obviously the Gold Class Cinema is very popular, and
yes,
Flats is one of the few places in Queensland outside Brisbane that has one, and soon we'll have 2.
Sounds good. Thank you, Matty.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
You have a good day. Classic Hits 4CC.